Carla Marinucci from the California Playbook is here also. And Carla, the word just a few minutes ago from Paul Ryan was, quote, focus, we need to focus less on talking, taking political sides, unquote, after the massacre. And, obviously it's the top story in the country, probably around the world, what happened yesterday. And the eternal question is, when are we going to do something about this?
Yeah, I mean, Pat and Larry, I think it was important to note that President Trump, who just delivered an address to the nation, didn't mention guns in his address.
He talked about
praying for the victims, talked about reaching out on mental illness, but it should be noted that Republicans were the ones that that rolled back an Obama-era regulation that would have kept more guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. This is going to be an issue. We're now talking about so many incidents that have racked up from Las Vegas to the Pulse Club, Sandy Hook, Killeen, Texas, San Ysidro. I mean, you can go on and on.
Yep.
And now we've had more than a dozen school shootings in this year alone. I think we're reaching a tipping point. We heard Senator Kamala Harris this morning on MSNBC say that lawmakers should be required to look at autopsy photos of the victims in this case. She has done that as a former prosecutor and attorney general here in California. Says that these are horrendous photos that really show the impacts of gun violence on kids, and that maybe if lawmakers had those images in their mind, they might start moving to some kind of resolution on this. We're going to see if this is the thing that pushes them. But to be honest, with the amount of money that the National Rifle Association puts out there in lawmakers' pockets every year, that may be just a...
I think the autopsy photo thing is a good idea. And if you couple that with what we all have already seen, which is just the faces of the families of those kids. If that's not enough to do it, what will?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. This is an issue that every family is feeling as they send the kids off to school every day. I mean, this is the kitchen table issue. Now, when lawmakers are talking about, and I've heard a lot of the folks on Fox News this morning talking about, well, we need to make schools safer, make them less of a target. What does that mean? How much money is it going to cost to put up a wall and a impenetrable wall around every school to buzz people in? That's just not going to happen in this country. So the idea of, this is a mental health issue, as someone pointed out on Twitter, other countries have teenagers with mental health issues. This is the only country that allows those teenagers access to assault weapons and huge magazines of ammunition. This is the only country where this happens. So it isn't so much a mental health issue. It's about the access to the guns.
Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I just, I'm stupefied by the whole thing. And as I mentioned to Senator McGuire earlier this morning, I thought if nothing changed after Sandy Hook, then that's it. That's it. There is no, lower of a bar to reach than taking over a bunch of first graders.
And Las Vegas as well. 58 people dead in a matter of seconds and 500 injured. So at this point, what is it going to take to get lawmakers off the dime? We know in California that's already happened. And you saw Senator Feinstein yesterday again say, look, there's one commonality to all these shootings, and that almost all these shootings is the assault weapon being used, the AR-15, which is so common, so easily obtainable, even for teenagers. It's pointed out that in Florida, you can't rent a car if you're under 21, but you can buy an assault weapon. So this is kind of the kind of issues I think that some of those lawmakers in the red states are going to have to deal with, because in California, we really have addressed this issue. And we'll see how much the NRA pushes back on it.
Yeah, it, of course, will be interesting. And frankly, I don't have a lot of confidence in the outcome. But I hope I am wrong.
I hope you are too. I mean, we've seen this conversation, you said, so many times before.
Yep.
What's going to be the difference this time around? Let's see.
Well, we're going to see. Thank you for weighing in, Carla. I'm happy to talk to you on this particular morning indeed. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.